Let's have a short look on the agenda. Some quick personal effects. I want to highlight the Hemnet as a mission statement of the Hemnet, because it's very important. Give you a short introduction for Hemnet in a nutshell. And we'll give you some ideas about how Hemnet has evolved, what the pitfalls have been, and what we did for mitigation. And I want to discuss a little bit about how Hemnet can evolve further. So some personal facts. So my name is Jan Droszewski. My call sign is Delta Golf 8, November Golf November. I'm licensed since 1997, getting old, obviously. And I'm the VHF manager of the German Amateur Radio Club, the DARC, you may know. I'm a member of the German IP coordination team for Hemnet. My colleagues are Egbert, DD9QP, and Thomas, DL9SAU. So together we run the IP allocations for Hemnet in Germany. My profession is a systems engineer at Schroeder & Schwarz in Munich. You may know that we do some measurement devices, quite expensive, but it's nice gear to have on the desk if you want to play with. And my family, I have three boys, they are all now 10 years old, so eating up all of my time, but I finally made it at least to Foster. And of course, a lovely wife. My location is Juliet, November 59, Lima, Juliet. It's in Nuremberg. Okay, so Hemnet, the mission statement. I think the mission statement is really important to understand what the project is about. And if you discuss about, oh, can you do this, can you do that, I always reflect, is this the right way in terms of the mission statement? So the mission of the Hemnet is to build a maintainer European, or even larger, let's see, TCP/IP-based radio-only network for amateur radio community, providing IP end-to-end connectivity. So everybody knows NAT is evil. I don't know where the expression is coming from, but somebody created this, and that's why we want to have this end-to-end communication, because you can do a lot of things if you're able to reach devices from one end to the other end without any strange nut in between. So Hemnet in a nutshell. So we're talking about a closed community, unfortunately. We are talking about an amateur radio network where you need to have a license to take part of it. So we need to make sure that if you wanted to use the network, you need to be an amateur radio operator. And I think there are a lot of ways nowadays to get a license for this. The RF backbone is on the 6-centimeter band, so it's like 5 gigahertz, like Wi-Fi gear. Sometimes we have, even for the backbone, we are using other frequencies. We'll come to that later. The RF USAX